following paid program does not represent the views of North Shore 104.9.
Welcome to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial. This morning during the program, your host, Mark Friedman, may discuss specific financial planning and investment ideas. These discussions are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations. Financial planning and investment advice is offered through Friedman Financial, an SEC-registered investment advisor located in Peabody, Massachusetts. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, a member of FINRA and SIPC. Friedman Financial is a separate entity from LPL Financial. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Always consult a certified financial planner professional, qualified attorney, or tax advisor prior to investing to determine what is appropriate for you.
Listeners to this radio show should consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses of the investment company carefully before investing. The prospectus contains this and other information about the mutual fund, variable annuity, and variable annuity subaccounts. To obtain a prospectus, you may contact Friedman Financial or your financial advisor. Prospectuses should be read carefully before making a potential investment.
And now, here's the host of Dollars and Cents, Mark Friedman of Friedman Financial.
Good morning and welcome to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9. My name is Mark Friedman. I'm president and CEO of Friedman Financial, located in Peabody, Massachusetts, right across the street from the North Shore Mall and just above Daniela's Ristorante, where I'll tell you they have the greatest garlic bread. I know I say that every single Sunday, but I truly believe they have the greatest garlic bread. Hope you're all doing well. We are, and I think it's day 7 of the Hanukkah holiday. We are a few weeks away from Christmas. I hope you've been enjoying all of the Christmas and holiday music being played here on North Shore 104.9 during the weekend. You get a break. You don't have to listen to the music because you get shows like this that we'll talk about. Well, we talk about money, but there are shows that talk about anything from cars to football to sciences to psychology to everything. We have a great lineup right here at the station. But today, I'm here in studio providing you with financial advice in a language you can understand. And, you know, one of the things that we're all thinking about these days certainly is how much money are we going to spend this Christmas or on the holidays? And there's all sorts of deals out there. We're getting inundated with whether it's Facebook messages, text messages, notes that you might get through Instagram or TikTok or advertisements you see on television or mailings. Gosh, how many catalogs are you receiving every day in your house? All trying to entice you to buy some new stuff, whether it's for yourself, for others, for gifts. What are you getting? What's the popular gifts that you're seeming to buy this year? My kids are between the ages of 18 and 25. So, Tickle Me Elmo dolls and Cabbage Patch dolls and Lego sets aren't necessarily at the top of their list of things that they want. In fact, they're more difficult, I think. I think the teenage kids and 20-year-old kids are more difficult to buy for because they just have such vast interests and they change all the time. But there are a few things that are keeping people connected, and that is all this technology that's out there. What are you doing? Have you thought about buying some of the products that are out there for the kids that they may not have? I know, well, Hanukkah's over, so my kids already know what they got. So I bought AirPod Pros. Those are the ones that have the noise cancellation in them. I bought them for all of my kids. It's an expensive present. Apple sells them for $250. So I thought I'd give you some financial advice in a language you can understand. So here's an interesting story. I went ahead and bought 6 AirPod Pros for the kids. Well, $250 a piece, that's $150. That's $1,500. I have to do my math there, right? $1,500. And then about a week and a half ago, my daughter had mentioned that she thought she saw something on the radio or on maybe it was Facebook or something like that, that said that they were offering 2-for-1 AirPods on some online site. And I said, I don't know about that. I don't know if I believe that. And so I went and I found a site that said that they were offering 2-for-1 AirPods, but it wasn't from a company that I had ever heard of. And I didn't know whether I really wanted to play that game. But instead I searched on AirPod Pros anyways through Amazon and through some other online services. And Amazon actually came up saying that they were selling AirPod Pros for $179.99, $180. Well, that's a big difference from $250. So I thought, it's Amazon. It's an approved vendor. Amazon's going to do this. So I put in my order to buy 6 of them. And Amazon comes back and they say, sorry, limit 1. Well, that kind of ruins everything that's going on. So I thought to myself, well, who else might be there? Well, Best Buy said that they were selling them for $189.99, call it $190. Well, that's still a $60 difference from what I had just paid at the Apple store. And I went online to see if I could buy six of them there. Well, sorry, their limit was three. And so I thought to myself, wait a second. I'm here in Peabody. Why don't I just walk over to the Apple store, or drive over to the Apple store over at Marketplace. I'll bring my receipt. I'll bring my six AirPods and say, hey, you know, I got this ad here. Best Buy is willing to sell AirPods for $189.99. You're selling them for $250. Can you just do a price adjustment? And the guy at Apple looks at me like I have seven heads. He says, yeah, sure, we can do a price adjustment, but not for more than 10% of the difference. 10% of the difference, that's crazy. That's like $25. That's not the $60 difference that Best Buy is doing. I said, so wait a second. So you're telling me the best you can do is reduce the price by $25 because I'm showing you a product that I can buy at Best Buy that's $60 less. And he said, yes. I said, so instead, what you're telling me to do is to take the AirPods, return them here at your store, and then drive to Best Buy and then buy them over there. And he said, yes. I said, that doesn't seem to make any sense to me. And he just shrugged his shoulders. You know, he really didn't care, to tell you the truth. And so sure enough, I decided to return all six AirPods at the Apple store in Linfield. I then drove over to the Best Buy in Danvers, over to the Liberty Tree Mall, because I knew online my limit was three. And so I go to the counter, and this was the other thing that was really crazy strange. I walk into Best Buy, and there's this huge mob of people standing at the pickup counter, because they ordered all of these products online and they're picking up. Some of them are parked legally out front because they're doing curbside pickup, and they're just right up at the curb. Well, I go looking around for AirPods, and I realize, oh, they must be behind the counter. So I walk up to the regular register line where people would normally buy stuff. You know, you go into the store, you grab a product, you stand in line, you go to the cash register and they ring it in. Well, in that area, there was not a soul standing in line. No one was actually going into the store to buy something and then purchase it at the register. The people in line were all mobbed in going to get pickup orders. So I walk up to the counter, the only guy there, and I said, hey, I'd like to get six AirPod Pros. And the gentleman says, I think there's a limit of three. I said, okay, I have two credit cards. We can just split it up, do three on one credit card and three on the other. He says, oh, I guess that'll work. So sure enough, the guy grabs six AirPod Pros and he rings it through and it takes six on my first credit card. I say, thank you. I walk out the door and I've just saved myself $60 times six, $360. I just saved myself for just being a cautious and interested buyer. What are you doing to be thoughtful about your purchases? I mean, we're talking about a lot of money now. I mean, when the kids are starting to ask for technology products, these are not the $10 and $15 and $20 products that you were buying for them when they were younger. Saving $60 on six items, and you might say, why was there six? Well, I bought one for my wife too. That was a pretty good savings. $60 times six, just because I decided to do a little bit of legwork? What are you doing to be a little bit more thoughtful? So, in addition to the AirPod Pros, the kids all looked at it and they said, oh, well, we've got all these AirPod Pros. How are we going to differentiate between who has what? Well, I guess you can buy AirPod Pro cases. Well, if you go on the internet, you know, that thing, that the World Wide Web thing, you go there and there are so many different choices for AirPod Pro cases. Each of the kids bought them. They were like $15 a piece. Great. So they purchased that. Folks, there are so many different ways that we can get deals, but I want you to be careful when you go online to purchase things. Make sure that the companies from who you're purchasing are A, reputable dealers, companies that you know. And if you're not familiar with them, at least pick up the phone, try to call them and ask them what their turnaround time is for delivery. Sometimes you might not get a human being that's answering the phone. These could just be what are called bot ads, B-O-T, like robotic ads. And they're just algorithms that create other ads so that you can be enticed to buy it. And you might be placing an order but your order may or may not be filled until, say, February. And that's not what you're looking for. You need to be careful. Don't be afraid to go in the stores. The stores are offering some great and competitive deals, and if you don't mind doing your own shopping, it's actually the shortest line there. It amazes me how long the pickup lines are now. I mean, think about this. Isn't it interesting that there are Starbucks right now where you can only get coffee through the drive-thru? They're not even opening up the inside of the store. Now, some of it for the reason is that they can't find enough employees, which I think is just insane. But these companies, Starbucks, they're paying for real estate for a business where they're not even utilizing 80% of the space. They're just using their kitchen and they're using takeout. Take Bertucci's, for instance. Bertucci's in North Andover. Did you know that half of the kitchen at Bertucci's is not even being used to cook Bertucci's food? It's being used as what's called a ghost kitchen. That's right, a ghost kitchen, meaning that you can buy food products from other places, and they're being made at Bertucci's, yet your DoorDash drivers or other types of delivery drivers are going to Bertucci's to pick it up, and they're not just getting Bertucci's food. Folks, people are being creative, but you too can be creative with the way you spend your money. For some, money is very tight right now. For others, money is greater than they've ever had before. We all need to be cautious and careful with how we use the resources that we have, because this pandemic is going to end. We're coming towards the end of it. Yes, there's this Omicron virus, or whatever we want to call this virus that's starting to show up, or this strain. But as long as we're getting vaccinated and we're staying ahead of this thing, we're not going to go back to shutdowns. I don't believe that's ever going to happen again. At least I'd like not to think that. We need to get out there. We need to be vigilant, but we also want to get out there and enjoy the holidays. Spend some money. Spend time with the family. Be smart. Be smart. Do that. That's what I call financial advice in a language you can understand. Each and every Sunday, I'm here on the radio providing stories and nuggets of information just like that. But people know that they need more than just pieces of information. They need to get a financial plan in place. And it all starts with knowing where everything is and what everything is worth. I've had the good fortune over the past few weeks of meeting with a lot of new people who are all faced with the same issue. It was interesting. They've all been faced with the same issue. They were worried that they didn't have enough money in retirement, when in fact, not only did they have enough, they could actually spend more than they ever thought. And a lot of the reason that they felt that way, a lot of the reason that they were felt that they couldn't do it, was based upon some principles that had been ingrained in their heads by their parents or grandparents. These folks, most of them were in their 70s or 80s. And they simply thought, oh, I need to live off my interest or live off my dividends. That's not how the world works anymore. If you had to live off your interest at the bank, you'd get nothing. If you had to live off the dividends that you might have in the stock market, it's probably not enough. But how can you continue to perpetuate an income stream that supports your life, along with perhaps Social Security and a pension, to give you the life that you want and to still be able to leave a legacy to the next generation if you want to do it? There's a lot of strategies that allow you to make those dreams come true. Sure, there are some short-term risks, there are long-term risks. As long as you understand them, it can work. And we've seen this happen successfully for a great number of years. I'd like to show you how that all works. Now, trying to explain it on the radio, gosh, that's tough, because everybody's got a different situation. Just because Mabel down the street has a teacher's pension and some money in the bank and doesn't have Social Security, but George on the other end of the street has two Social Security checks, one for him and one for his wife, and they've got a bunch of money both in IRAs and regular accounts. How do they live their life? How do they begin to pull income to support their lifestyle? It's different. And then there's the needs that we all have. Do our kids need money? Do we need to help support our parents? Do we want to be generous to our grandchildren or help pay for college or maybe buy a second home or maybe refinance our house or downsize or buy another car? Or when's the right time to take Social Security? How do I make my decisions regarding Medicare when I turn 65? Those and so many more questions are things that come up. But here's the big one. Here's the big question that everybody asks. At some point in your life, you begin to realize that you might have been the primary person that made all of the financial decisions in the house. And something creeps into the back of your head that says, God forbid if something were to happen to me, would my spouse, would my partner know what to do and how to handle the finances if I wasn't around? And if I wasn't around, who would that person turn to? We've been that resource for many people, and we can be that resource to you as well. That's what we do at Friedman Financial. If now's the time for you to get serious about your financial planning, I hope you'll give our office a call. 978-531-8108. That's 978-531-8108. We're going to take a quick break. When we get back, I got to tell you a story about investing that you really need to listen to. Because if you're thinking about investing in this stock market right now, be careful. And it has nothing to do with the volatility of the stock market. It's about you having to pay taxes when you weren't expecting to. We'll be right back.
I need a dollar, 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 that's what I need. Hey, hey. Well, I need a dollar, dollar, dollar.
The following message is brought to you by Friedman Financial of Peabody through 104.9's Project Local program.
Hi, it's Daniela from North Shore Hospitality Group, Daniela's Cafe Danvers, Polana Steakhouse, and the new Daniela's Ristorante in Peabody, reminding you to support your local restaurants. Stop by the cafe for pasta and pastries. Enjoy a cocktail on our heated veranda at Daniela's Ristorante, or indulge in prime steaks and seafood at Polana Steakhouse. Dine in, take out, or purchase gift cards from all of our locations. Daniela's Cafe Danvers, Polana Steakhouse, and the new Daniela's Ristorante, Peabody.
Hi, this is Mark Friedman of Friedman Financial. With all that's gone on over the past couple years, perhaps retirement is sounding pretty good. But how can you focus on the future when you're so busy juggling the day-to-day? It's time for a real plan, a plan you can define, a plan you can track, and a plan you can modify as things change. At Friedman Financial, that's what we do. We know that planning for your retirement can be overwhelming, but with more than 50 years of experience, we know what you're going through. We're experienced and we're fiduciaries. We listen and we collaborate with your best interests in mind. You don't have to do this alone anymore. Turn to us for answers to your why, how, and what if questions. If now is the time to get serious about your retirement, please give us a call. We're Friedman Financial of Peabody. Financial advice in a language you can understand.
Visit FriedmanFinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, Financial.com. Friedman Financial is a registered investment advisor. Securities offered through LPL Financial. Member FINRA, SIPC.
It's not about the money, money, money. We don't need your money, money, money.
Welcome back to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9. My name is Mark Friedman. It is Sunday, December 5th. And the Patriots are playing the Bills at about, I think kickoff's at 8:15 tonight. Big game. If they win this one, that's seven in a row, and they're looking pretty good as they start heading towards the eligibility for playoffs. I think this team has really surprised us. I think we're actually seeing the value of great coaching, and all the kudos in the world go to Bill Belichick and what he's put together in his roster along with a rookie quarterback. So we're excited. It's been fun watching this team, I'll tell you, because I remember the first few weeks, and all we seemed to do was blame it on the offensive line because Mac Jones was getting just nailed. But it seems like he's doing better. The whole team's playing well. The defense has been exceptional, and it's been exciting to watch him. The Celtics have been kind of fun, too. They're in the pack. And it's been fun to watch those guys. I'm not a big Bruins fan. I've made that very clear to a lot of folks. It's not that I don't like the Bruins. I'm just not a big hockey fan. But, you know, hey, if I went to a game or two, I'm sure I would enjoy it. It's just not something that I follow on a regular basis. Anyways, here we are, just a few weeks left until Christmas. And what are you doing? How are you preparing for Christmas, for the family, for presents, for travel, all that stuff? But more importantly, how are you preparing your finances? The weeks that follow, Some people might find themselves with some big bonuses that come their way. Or maybe you've found that you've saved a lot of money or accumulated dollars in cash and you've said to yourself, you know, market's been really good. Yeah, we've had some tough down days, but they're nothing to be concerned about. But the market's been good, you saved some money, you've accumulated money in cash, and maybe you want to put this money to work. Well, I'm all for investing money. I think you should support the economy. I think you should invest in the stock market. As I've said many, many, many times before, when you hear someone like Elizabeth Warren step up to the microphone and say, we cannot continue to support these millionaires and billionaire CEOs, well, if you don't want to support the millionaire and billionaire CEOs, it's very simple to make a change there. Stop investing in your 401k. What, Mark? Did you just tell me to stop investing in my 401k? Well, yeah. I mean, well, unless you just want to invest in bond funds. Because when you invest your money into the stock market, you are giving money to the corporations for whom the CEOs, these millionaires and billionaires, work for. Or they run. And by giving them more money every single week, every month through your paycheck, you're endorsing them. You're saying, I love what you're doing. Continue to make me more money too. Think about that. If you were to say, I don't want to invest in the stock market anymore, well, then a CEO needs to really rethink what they're doing because they're not increasing shareholder value. But you as an individual, by investing in the stock market, and I think you should, by investing in the stock market, by participating in your 401k, your 403b, your 457, your IRA, your Roth IRA, your individual investment account, by doing that, you are buying shares of stock in publicly traded companies. And when people want to keep buying shares of stock, you know what happens to the price? It goes up. And when the price goes up, do you know what happens to your account? It becomes worth more. But of course, when the price goes down, you lose money in your account. It's the risks you take. But getting on the cases of the millionaires and billionaires that are out there saying, oh, they're making too much money. Well, if you want to really make your statement, if you want to do something different, I'm not encouraging you to do this, but if you want to listen to Elizabeth Warren and do what she says, stop investing in your 401k. Now you're going to start making your own difference. Now you're standing up. Now you're doing your own protest, if you will, your own strike, whatever you want to do. I'm not telling you to do it, but understand if you start rallying around saying these guys are making too much money, then ask yourself, why am I investing in the stock market? I encourage you to do that. But here's something that's happening for many people who own mutual funds. As you all well know, the past year or two have been very good years in the stock market. Now, there's no guarantee that the stock market continues to go in this direction. In fact, I tell my clients when they come in, I said, please, please, please don't ever expect to see returns like this ever again. What? Why would you say that, Mark? Because it's true. Come on. To think that you're going to get average rates of return on an average asset allocation portfolio of between, I don't know, 10 and 20%, that's insane. You should never expect it. Be fortunate you got it. Rebalance your portfolio along the way. Have the mindset to do that. That means, yeah, let's take some of the profits off the table. Let's move them into something that hasn't done so well and rebalance it along the way. You need to do that. But if you buy mutual funds, one of the challenging things that comes with buying mutual funds is something that's called a capital gain distribution. It's one of the most confusing things that shareholders understand. They have a difficult time grasping this. We all would agree that investing in mutual funds can hold tremendous value because of the diversification it offers you, the professional money management, the ability to access so many different stocks at a very low cost, and the liquidity, all of those things that go into it. However, the managers who run a mutual fund, a manager that runs a mutual fund has to buy stocks. Well, let's just use the example of a manager that buys growth stocks. And so let's say there are 250 large cap growth stocks from which a manager can choose. We've all heard of the S&P 500, right? Well, the S&P 500 is a collection of stocks, 500 stocks, and you could say roughly 250 of them are considered value stocks, 250 are growth stocks. Now, generally, growth stocks are ones that when they have their profits at the end of the year, they want to take those profits and reinvest it back into the company for new and improved and exciting enhancements to their product. A value company, on the other hand, and this is one type of value company, might take their profits and they take them and turn it into dividends for you, the shareholder. That's probably because there's not much improvement that needs, not much innovation that needs to happen. If you're a bank, if you're building a tractor, if you're, you know, doing the equipment that paves roads, or you make steel, I mean, or oil or energy, I mean, how much enhancement is there really? So you might get a dividend. So let's focus on the growth side, because that's where a lot of the enthusiasm has been over the past several years. So let's say you got those 250 stocks that the portfolio manager can choose from. And let's say they want to choose from 100. They want to pick 100 for their portfolio. Well, over the course of the year, as stocks go up or down and new money comes into their fund and new money goes out, they have to buy and sell stocks. Maybe they bought, I don't know, let's just use Apple, for example, and they spent $100,000 for Apple, and now it's worth $200,000. So they made a $100,000 profit, and they said, that's enough. I want to sell my $100,000, sell for my $100,000 profit. Well, if you and I were to buy those stocks, if it wasn't in a retirement account, you know that you'd have to pay tax on that, a capital gains tax. Well, over the course of the year, as portfolio managers trade their securities, all of their gains and losses get accumulated in a separate bucket of money. And they just accumulate over the course of the year. And that separate bucket of money is included as part of the price that's reported in the paper or online of the mutual fund. So let's say a mutual fund is priced at $10 a share. It's very possible that a dollar of the $10 is gains, realized gains that the portfolio manager has realized over the course of this year, but he doesn't pay tax on it. He has to take that realized gain and pass it on to you. And so let's say that distribution, that amount of money, is $1 on the $10. So if he has to pay out $1 on the $10 at the end of the year, something that's called a capital gain distribution, the shares of your fund will drop from $10 to $9 because you just got $1 distributed to you. Now, many people will say, well, what difference does it make? I don't take my dividend, I reinvest it. Well, you'll buy more shares at $9, so you come out whole. Or if you take the distribution, you'll get a check equal to that $1 distribution. The problem is in a non-retirement account, whether you take the check or not, it's taxable to you. And you get taxed on that distribution, whether you were invested in that fund on January 1st of this year, or let's say you made the investment on December 1st, and then they paid the distribution on the 6th or 7th of December, you'd still have to pay tax on that $1. The point I'm trying to make is that many people who choose to invest in the stock market sometimes make investments because they heard of a fund that did really well. Sometimes they've done their own research and they say, now is the time to get into this fund. But they don't realize that the investment that they're about to make might be a taxable event a few days later. And it's not something they were expecting. And it's a big surprise to a lot of investors. And they wonder, why do I have to pay so much in taxes this year? Did my advisor screw up? Did I do something wrong? What mistakes did I make? Well, understanding how capital gain distributions work within your portfolio is a critical part of any investment account, especially if it's what's called a non-retirement account. This year in particular, where the market has been so volatile, there are so many mutual funds who are paying capital gain distributions that are significant. In fact, I have a list in front of me with 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, about 30 mutual funds that will pay a distribution equal to 30% of the value of your account. Yeah, 30%. So imagine this. Imagine you just made an investment of $100,000 on December 1st. And on December 20th, the mutual fund decides to pay out the 30% distribution. Even if you reinvest your dividends, your account will still be worth $100,000, assuming the market stays level for that period of time, on the 20th of December, yet $30,000, or 30% of your investment, will suddenly be subject to tax. How would you like that to happen? I know I wouldn't. And I'd certainly want to be made aware of which of the investments I own that could be subject to a capital gain distribution tax. At Friedman Financial, we have this great, huge software system. It's called the Aladdin system that's provided to us by BlackRock. What it allows us to do is go into every single client's account to let us know what are the expected capital gain distributions well before they're about to be paid. And we have the opportunity to examine your portfolio to see if there are any losses in the account, to see if there are other ways in which we can escape some of those capital gain distributions. One big way people do it is by purchasing what are called exchange-traded funds, or ETFs. And I have a feeling, in fact, I guarantee it, come next year, you're going to see a lot of press on the value of ETFs. This is some serious stuff that could cost you a lot of money this year, and not many people are talking about it. And I want to talk a little bit more about it, but I'm getting the signal that I need to take a break. So we're going to do that when we're back. More capital gain distribution talk, more ways to help you save money, something that I call financial advice in a language you can understand. We'll be right back. You're listening to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9. Hi, this is Mark Friedman, president of Friedman Financial and host of Dollars and Cents, heard here Sundays from 8 to 9 a.m. Let's face it, your retirement will be nothing like your parents. Your life won't be based on a fixed income, and instead, in today's world, it will be up to you to make tax-smart decisions on your 401k, your IRAs, and the rest of your investment portfolio. And it's all with a goal of using this money to support your spending needs for the rest of your life. This is serious business, and at Friedman Financial, we can help. With more than 50 years of experience serving this local community, we deliver financial advice in a language you can understand. Visit us at friedmanfinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, financial.com. Let's make your retirement all that you've dreamed it could be.
Visit friedmanfinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, financial.com. Friedman Financial is a registered investment advisor. Securities offered through LPL Financial. Member FINRA, SIPC.
The following message is brought to you by Friedman Financial of Peabody through 104.9's Project Local program.
Hi, it's Daniela from North Shore Hospitality Group, Daniela's Cafe Danvers, Polana Steakhouse, and the new Daniela's Ristorante in Peabody, reminding you to support your local restaurants. Stop by the cafe for pasta and pastries. Enjoy a cocktail on our heated veranda at Daniela's Ristorante, or indulge in prime steaks and seafood at Polana Steakhouse. Dine in, take out, or purchase gift cards from all of our locations. Daniela's Cafe Danvers, Polana Steakhouse, and the new Daniela's Ristorante, Peabody.
Money, 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 money. From that money machine.
Welcome back to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9. It is Sunday, December 5th. Hope you're doing well. Patriots play at 8:15 this evening. You can listen to them right here on North Shore 104.9. My name is Mark Friedman. I'm president and CEO of Friedman Financial, located right across the street from the North Shore Mall and right above Daniela's restaurant at our office at 41 Cross Street. We've been providing financial planning and investment management advice to individuals and families all throughout the North Shore, the Merrimack Valley, and the southern New Hampshire area since 1968. Not me. I was in diapers back then. My father was running the company. Dad retired in 2007. We had Marion Gilman join us in 2000, and Marion has been my business partner for now close to 21 years. Well, she's been with us 21 years. Partner here for at least, I don't know, 11, 12, maybe even more than that. I lose track of count. But the two of us are the senior planners here. We have a staff of four others who are here to support you as well. But when you come in to do financial planning, you generally meet with Marion and or I. There is not my clients or Marion's clients. It's the house. It's the office's clients. You get taken care of. It's a very personalized service. And one of the things that we were talking about in the last segment was the personalization that we're creating for our clients, especially in the months of December, in a year where the market has been volatile. Yes, just because the market has gone up doesn't mean it isn't volatile. Look, the market dropped 1,000 points on what? The Friday after Thanksgiving. It was down 500 points on, I don't know, I lose track of days here. Was it Tuesday of this week? And then it was back up and down, and this Omicron virus is scaring everybody. But are these things long-term concerns? I don't think so. To me, drops in the market are buying opportunities, especially if you're a long-term investor and you're optimistic about the economy here in America. I am. I've always been an optimist. There has never been a reason for me not to be an optimist on a long-term basis, and I continue to believe in that. But with all this optimism and all the success that we've seen in the stock market, many investments, as perhaps your portfolio, if you look at it, has done quite well. And don't be surprised this year if you find yourself with a significantly larger tax bill than ever before. But one of the reasons that you could get a larger tax bill could be from something that's called a capital gain distribution. And sometimes, not all the time, but sometimes you can mitigate some of those capital gain distributions with some proper planning. But if you're not aware of what those capital gain distributions might be, you'll never be able to mitigate them. So some people choose to do a lot of their investing on their own, and that's fine and well and good for you if you can do it. Because to be very honest with you, buying investments is not hard. I keep telling that to people, it's not that hard. But managing your investments, staying rational during emotional times is what's hard. And right now, this is one of those times where we need to be a bit rational as we look at our investment portfolios. There's a report. If you go, I'll give you a website you can go to. It's called Cap Gains Valet, CapGains Valet, VALET.com. And if you go to the website, it's kind of both a free and a paid site. But if you go to the top of the chart, top of the page there, and you search on the tab that says articles, you will see an article that's written, and they do this every year. It's called Dogs of the Mutual Fund Industry. And what the dogs really represent are managers who have been running a mutual fund who create extraordinarily large distributions in their mutual funds that could create tax problems for clients who might have been unaware of them. So, interestingly, this year, usually the page is about 2 pages long. This year, it's over 5 pages long, because the market has been volatile. And it doesn't seem like very many companies have gone unscathed. In fact, there are over 30 companies, 30 individual mutual funds, who have expected capital gain distributions of greater than 30%. You might say, wow, 30%? I'll take 30%. Well, it's different kind of 30%, folks. If you had invested $100,000 recently, and how'd you like to find out 2 weeks later that you just got a distribution of 30% of your investment, of that $100,000, and it was a dividend, which meant that the $10 per share price that you might have been buying it at dropped to seven, it dropped by 30%, and now 30% of your investment just became taxable. How'd you like that? I'd be pretty upset if no one told me about that. Well, if you have accounts with Alger, AMG, BMO, Columbia, Delaware, DFA, Franklin, Goldman, Harbor, JP Morgan, Morgan Stanley, Neuberger Berman, Pax, Thornburg, Transamerica, Victory, Virtus, Voya, Walthausen, and Wells Fargo, you may want to reach out to your financial advisor or check your accounts on your own, because one or some of their funds, not all of them, are paying a distribution greater than 30%. That's pretty scary. Now, the number of funds that are paying distributions greater than 20% are too large to count. There's got to be, maybe there's 400 names here in front of me that I'm looking at. And they range anywhere from pretty much every mutual fund company you can imagine, from Alger to Vanguard. There are funds that are paying very large capital gain distributions. That could create a very surprisingly large tax bill to you. Now, if you don't mind paying the taxes, great. But what if there was a strategy? What if there was a way for you to be able to mitigate that? Sometimes there isn't. So honestly, sometimes there is not. But what if you had found out that there was a way to do it that would have saved you some tax money? See, I look at it that if you're working with a financial advisor, A lot of these financial advisors these days are working on what's called an asset management fee. In fact, I know that's how many of the clients at our office rely upon us. They pay us an asset management fee to manage their money and provide them ongoing financial planning advice. Well, to us, one of the values that we provide for the fee that they pay us is our ability to rely on this enormous software package that we have that takes a look at their individual portfolios to understand what capital gain distributions might be over the course of the year and try to mitigate the taxes, if possible, to them. Does your financial advisor do that? Do you have the resources if you're going directly to Fidelity or Schwab or E-Trade or wherever it is that you choose to hold mutual funds? Do you know how to do that? Are you being tax smart? As you begin to get serious about your financial planning needs, it's important that you begin to understand the steps that you need to take control of your financial assets, to make sure that you're making the smartest decisions. And as the money gets larger and the accounts get more diverse, the work can get more daunting. And yeah, technology these days are really helping us to try to do some of this navigational work. Because at the end of the day, a lot of these decisions are simply math equations. It's hard to believe, but that's really all it is. It's just a math equation. Let's say, for instance, you had spent $100,000 on a fund, and it's up $100,000, and today it's worth $110,000. You made $10,000 on that fund, so now it's worth $110,000. But that same fund is about to pay a 30% capital gain distribution, which means that if you still hold on to this fund at the end of the year, 30% of your $110,000 investment is going to be subject to tax. Subject to tax. But if you sold your investment for $110,000, you'd only have to pay tax on the $10,000, yes, at a short-term capital gain tax rate, if you sold it before the distribution. Who's giving you that guidance? Who's helping you think that through? It's time to get serious about your money, folks. We've been through an enormous cycle in the stock market, and many of us are happier, / richer, / more affluent, or feeling better about our financial situations. But let's not be pigs about it. Let's be realistic. Let's be thoughtful. Let's be responsible, not only to ourselves, but to our family. Ultimately, we're held accountable for our actions. And you want to make sure that you're making the smartest decisions. I want to help you do that. We try to do this on the radio show here by providing you with this financial advice in a language you can understand. I want to harness you with the tools so that you can get out there and start doing this investigative work. Go to a website like Cap Gains Valet, CapGains Valet, VALET.com. Go to the tab on the top that says articles. Look at the dogs of the mutual fund industry. Find out if your mutual funds are on that list. I wouldn't worry about it if you own those funds in a retirement account or in a tax-deferred account or in a Roth account. But if you own them in an individual account, in a trust account, you may want to ask yourself, what is the tax implication by holding on to these funds? Should I do it? Should I make a change? What thoughts should I have? Now, what's interesting is you don't see this happen on individual stocks, do you? You won't even see this happen on exchange-traded funds. And that's why, once again, when the stock market is good, you will probably see starting in, I would bet, February, March, and April, as people are starting to do their taxes and they realize how much tax they owe, they are going to say, why don't I just buy ETFs? Why don't I buy these exchange-traded funds or even individual stocks? Well, as you well know, I think individual stocks are crazy aggressive to buy. You want to play around with a little bit of money and buy stocks, go for it. But for your serious money, no thank you. If you want to look at exchange-traded funds or index funds, go for it. But the problem is, you've probably made so much money in some of your other investments that you're going to have to pay a tax on it to move it to somewhere else. So you have to be thoughtful and have to understand how it all wraps into everything in your life. These pieces of financial advice are stories that we also share in our newsletter each and every Friday. It lands in your mailbox at 10:30. It's called Planning Pointers. If you'd like to get Planning Pointers, go to my website, FriedmanFinancial.com. That's Friedman, to ease in a D, Financial.com. Go to the bottom of any page, put in your name, your email address, and we'll get that newsletter off to you every Friday. financial advice in a language you can understand. We're going to take a quick break. When we're back, more stories for you, more financial stories. We're going to get you head in the right direction. You're listening to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9.
The following message is brought to you by Friedman Financial of Peabody through 104.9's Project Local program.
Hi, it's Daniela from North Shore Hospitality Group, Daniela's Cafe Danvers, Polana Steakhouse, and the new Daniela's Ristorante in Peabody, reminding you to support your local restaurants. Stop by the cafe for pasta and pastries. Enjoy a cocktail on our heated veranda at Daniela's Ristorante, or indulge in prime steaks and seafood at Polana Steakhouse. Dine in, take out, or purchase gift cards from all of our locations. Daniela's Cafe Danvers, Polana Steakhouse, and the new Daniela's Ristorante, Peabody.
Hi, this is Mark Friedman of Friedman Financial. With all that's gone on over the past couple years, perhaps retirement is sounding pretty good. But how can you focus on the future when you're so busy juggling the day-to-day? It's time for a real plan, a plan you can define, a plan you can track, and a plan you can modify as things change. At Friedman Financial, that's what we do. We know that planning for your retirement can be overwhelming, but with more than 50 years of experience, we know what you're going through. We're experienced and we're fiduciaries. We listen and we collaborate with your best interests in mind. You don't have to do this alone anymore. Turn to us for answers to your why, how, and what if questions. If now is the time to get serious about your retirement, please give us a call. We're Friedman Financial of Peabody. Financial advice in a language you can understand.
Visit FriedmanFinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, Financial.com.
Friedman Financial is a registered investment advisor. Securities offered through LPL Financial. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Welcome back to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9. My name is Mark Friedman, President and CEO of Friedman Financial, located in Peabody, Massachusetts, right across the street from the North Shore Mall and just above Daniela's Ristorante. We've been providing financial planning and investment management advice to individuals and families all throughout the North Shore, the Merrimack Valley, and the Southern New Hampshire area since 1968. Well, my dad did, not me. I started in 1990. This is my 1991. This is my 30th year doing this, and I just found out this past week that in February, we will be celebrating our 10th anniversary of doing broadcasts, and we're trying to plan something special for our 10th anniversary show, so stay tuned for that. We continue to provide financial advice in a language you can understand, and earlier today, I was talking about capital gain distributions and how that can be kind of a nightmare for some folks if you don't plan properly for it. I mean, it's really, really important that you get that straight. Earlier on in the show, we talked a little bit about some tips and ideas on buying Christmas gifts. I told the story of how I bought some AirPod Pros earlier this month at the Apple Store, but found out that I could get them significantly cheaper at Best Buy. I thought that Apple would match Best Buy's price. They wouldn't. So they insisted that I return the AirPod Pros to them and then go to Best Buy to buy them there. Interesting, they're selling the same darn product. And I would think they would make a bigger profit margin if they sold it at their Apple store than they would through Best Buy, but maybe I just am dumb. Maybe I just don't get it. But I was able to save $60 on every pair of AirPod Pros that I bought simply by just going over to Best Buy rather than the Apple store. That seemed kind of silly to me. Anyways, we continue to face a variety of different types of financial questions from people. This week, a couple folks had come to our office that were trying to understand distributions from a retirement account because a parent had recently died. The spouse had died, and they need to take a distribution ultimately from their retirement account. So let's say, in this case, Dorothy passes away with $300,000. In an IRA. She has three children. Each of the children inherit $100,000. Now, each of the children, when they receive that $100,000, if it goes into a beneficiary IRA account, they don't get paid, they don't pay tax on that. It's not taxable to them. However, each of the children must distribute the entire share of their portfolio within 10 years. Now, is there a rule on how they have to take it? Can they wait until year 10 to take it all out? Yes. Can they take it out in 1/10 chunks over 10 years? Yes. Can they do it intermittently without any order, like $1,000 now, $20,000 next year, $31,000 the year after? Yes. All the government cares about is that they get their money. But remember, whenever money comes out of that account, that's going to be subject to tax to them. So it's important as a beneficiary of an IRA that you understand the tax implications when taking money from an IRA. Let's say you have to take a beneficiary distribution, and you could take anywhere from nothing to the $100,000, like I just explained in the example. You have to say, how will that extra money that I'm taking impact my tax situation? Because let's say you make $150,000 a year. Well, if you took all $100,000 from your IRA, from your beneficiary IRA that year, now your taxable income is $250,000. That's going to push you into a brand new tax bracket. You'll have to pay more tax on your income, your ordinary income from earning, your earned income, as well as the IRA income. So you want to be thoughtful. You want to be careful. Now, there are still IRAs, some older IRAs that people have as beneficiary IRAs that they can spread out over their lifetime. Those rules changed a couple years ago. So you need to make sure which IRA, which type of a beneficiary IRA you have. Now, if the money goes to a spouse, the spouse does not have to be, the spouse's money does not have to be spread over 10 years. Instead, that can be spread out over his or her lifetime. And there are some rules and nuances around IRA distributions as well, especially beneficiary IRAs, that you want to be sure you talk with a tax consultant about. You can bounce it off of your certified financial planner if you'd like, but always rely on a tax specialist to make sure that you're making the best and sound decisions for yourself. You know, that's what's really important about financial planning, is sometimes we rely on advice from others rather than rely on advice that's applicable to you. And I can't tell you how many times I've seen people make decisions that said, well, I heard my friend Cameron did this for his family, so I just figured this is what I should do for mine. Folks, the world of money is very, very individualized, very singular. Everybody's situation is different. Think about the number of people that you know that collect a pension and others that will never collect a pension. Some will collect Social Security. Some might collect both. Some might not be eligible for either. In fact, many folks who choose to work under the table, not something that I encourage, but people that have worked under the table and have not reported their income, folks, you're not eligible for Social Security or very much thereof. And then you complain, why didn't I get it? Well, you have to pay into Social Security to get it back. Then there's folks that we run into that we find who have bundles of cash stowed deep away in a safe deposit box because they didn't want to report it. And then all of a sudden they go, I have so much money in cash, I want to bring it to the bank. And then they're worried that the bank is going to ask the question, and they will, where did this money come from? Folks, the system for taxes, the monetary system in America works for a reason. Every time, if you choose to skirt the rules, it will likely come back to bite you. As a certified financial planner, I'm going to work within the scope of the parameters and the rules that are provided to us. We want to help you succeed. We want to help you make smart financial decisions. But when someone comes to us and asks us to, or doesn't want to share all of the information about their money, that's not a good fit. It's not a good fit for a financial plan. It's probably not a good fit for your own peace of mind. But as we head into the Christmas season, as we think about being positive for the year, getting the family back together, planning on New Year's resolutions to have us help ourselves set ourselves in the right direction moving forward, I want you to think positive. I want you to think about getting your financial house in order. And if Friedman Financial is a company that you might like to affiliate with or learn more about, I'd encourage you to visit our website, FriedmanFinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, Financial.com. You can click on the button that says New Client Information. Learn all about what we do, how we help our clients, what our fees are, how we operate. It's all there. We're very, very transparent. And if you'd like to sign up for our free weekly newsletter, go ahead and do so. Go to the bottom of any page. Put in your name, your email address, and any comments you like, because we'll get you signed up for our newsletter. It'll land Friday morning, 10:30, in your inbox. And we got to get out of here. I got to turn this thing over to Scott Whitley, who I know has a whole list of great restaurants to visit, to maybe hold your Christmas party at. Where are you going to go? I wish you all a very great December, and I will see you back here next Sunday, hopefully after a Patriots win. You're listening to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9. Hi, this is Mark Friedman, president of Friedman Financial and host of Dollars and Cents, heard here Sundays from 8 to 9 a.m. Let's face it, your retirement will be nothing like your parents. Your life won't be based on a fixed income, and instead, in today's world, it will be up to you to make tax-smart decisions on your 401k, your IRAs, and the rest of your investment portfolio. And it's all with a goal of using this money to support your spending needs for the rest of your life. This is serious business, and at Friedman Financial, we can help. With more than 50 years of experience serving this local community, we deliver financial advice in a language you can understand. Visit us at FriedmanFinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, Financial.com. Let's make your retirement all that you've dreamed it could be.
Visit FriedmanFinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, Financial.com. Friedman Financial is a registered investment advisor. Securities offered through LPL Financial. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Thanks for tuning into Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial. During the show, specific investments may have been discussed. These discussions are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations. Please consult a certified financial planner, tax professional, or attorney to determine what is appropriate for you. Consider your investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses of an investment company before investing. That's because investing involves risk, including a loss of principal. A prospectus contains this and other information about mutual funds, variable annuities, and variable annuity subaccounts. Prospectuses should be read carefully before making an investment. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA and SIPC. Investment and financial planning advice is offered through Mark's firm, Friedman Financial, which is a registered investment advisor and a separate entity from LPL. Thanks again for tuning in. See you next Sunday at 8 a.m.
Our show was a paid program that does not express the views, opinions, or beliefs of North Shore 104.9, the station management, its employees, or staff.